Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher. As Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of Deduct Everything, Tax Reducing Strategies Inside. She's one of the top enrolled agents in the galaxy. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. She's our good friend, Eva. We're talking about how to... You brought up in the last segment the Cohen rule, which was the ability to take a reasonable deduction for doing business, but you said it was a great precedent, but then they took it away.
Well, they took it away for people who make no effort at all to reconstruct any of their numbers. Plus, there's another provision in Section 274, which is the one that talks about being able to deduct travel expenses, entertainment, amusement, recreation, and the things that most people who travel take. These are deductions. Section 274 says we have to have records and we have to have substantiation. And so without keeping some kind of record, we're not going to be able to use Cohen.
And how far back are they going to go? How far back are they going to go if they just think you haven't got records, substantial records? How far back will they go?
Well, the good news is that IRS can only audit back up to 3 years.
Uh huh.
So unless they think that there's
unless they think you've done something fraudulent,
some major understatement of 25% or more of income or taxes.
Oh yeah.
They can go back six. And fraud, they can go back forever. They rarely do. It's too much trouble.
Right.
So figure 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all kinds of great ways to reconstruct things. And, you know, if you're in business, you have vendors. You have customers. You can get information from them. You have credit card information, which is now all online. So you can pull records without having to contact the credit card company. And even our bank statements are online these days, so it's easier to get the bank statements and cancel checks from the system without having to go to the bank and paying them 20 cents a check
right.
for copies. So there's a lot of information that's already out there in the cloud or with our contacts.
Well, and you've got a calendar. You've got a calendar. You spent money. Look, all right. If you claimed a dinner and nobody was there, then that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just didn't make a note on a receipt, but you've got a record on your Amex card that you spent $69 at the press club in D.C. on August 15th, 2015, you got calendars, you got records of who you were with. Go back and say, okay, I had lunch with Eva.
One hopes, but a lot.
Would that not work?
If you've got the calendar,
if you marry those things up, I mean,
exactly.
I mean,
will they accept that? A lot of people don't have the calendars. They don't have the records. And I just taught a class last week called Cohen or Bust, 2 hours on how to handle the reconstruction and what does and doesn't work. And I've got to say, you know, today in your age of the customer, we also really need to have a lot of our data stored securely online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If we have it securely online, all of these new floods and hurricanes
right.
and earthquakes that are happening more often, it won't matter because we have our data. We don't have to
reconstruct it. So if I show them, if I say, okay, here's $69,
mm-hmm.
here's my calendar where it shows that I was with Susie or Eva on that day.
Mm-hmm.
We had meetings. I'm telling you, we had lunch meetings, and I paid for the meal, $69. Here's their phone number if you want to call them. Would that make them happy?
One more thing you need to include. What was the business purpose?
Right. Okay. All right. That's and that would be the that would have been established initially. I met them to talk about a book or whatever or,
exactly.
or a deal, a business deal. Or I called them as a customer, as a prospect. Then and here's their number. You can ask them if we had lunch that day.
Right. So the four things that you need to put on those on the receipt or in your information. Okay. One obviously is the amount, including tip. The time, the date or time that it took place, where it was, and the business purpose or the business relationship. Those are the four components that you need to have for every expense.
Mm-hmm.
And IRS publishes that in Pub 463. The information is out there for free. They even have
right.
a nice pretty table.
Right.
So if you're
I need to move on to something else real quick. New dates on filing.
New dates on filing. First of all, partnership returns are filed a month later. They're due on April 15th. Corporations are due on Partnerships are due on March 15th, and corporations are now due on April 15th.
C-Corps only.
Oh. C-Corps and S-Corps, all corporations.
Oh, really? I thought S-Corps stayed at 15. Okay, so they pulled back... partnerships and LLCs to March 15th?
Yeah, well, partnerships and LLCs filing as partnerships on March 15th.
All right. On March 15th, that's pulling it back a month, folks. S-Corps and C-Corps moved forward 30 days.
April
15th. And C-Corps and LLCs that operate as corporations?
And LLCs operating as corporations.
Okay. So, folks, those two dates, those two entities flipped.
And we have one more important due date. W-2s have to be filed with Social Security by January 31st.
And I want to talk a little bit more about the extension about this after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.